What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. It is time for another recap show, Sleepy Hollow. Alongside of me from the VRO.com, Miss Amy McCracken. What's up, Amy?
Hello, 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 Internet. So, Mike, I gotta go.
What?
Because I know we just did the Gotham recap.
Yes.
And all that good stuff, but Facebook just informed me that the Penguin is doing a live Q&A right now, so I'm going to hop off of this one, and you can just handle all this yourself, and I'm going to go watch this.
All right.
I'm joking. I'm going to stay.
But if you're saying that, that means that you didn't like this episode.
No, I actually liked this episode.
Yeah, right. Okay, well,
I did.
This episode was called Dawn's Early Light. It aired last Friday, right?
Yes,
25th of March. And normally we try to record the show during the weekend, but it's been crazy, and so that's why we're doing it today.
Well, I mean, it was Easter weekend.
That is true, too, but Jesus would have allowed us to do recap, but I know that you guys celebrate out there in the country. Y'all do
On
weird
the East Coast, yes.
Y'all do weird things during Easter. Like, you dress up, and then you gotta hunt each other, and then, like, y'all hump each other. I don't know. I saw that on a movie once. I don't know. I just figure that's what y'all do over there.
But okay. We'll just go with that. We'll
okay.
Go with that.
Dawn's Early Light. We're going to talk about it. I got my notes here on my computer, I think what I'm going to do something different. Good shows. You and I are always talking about it. A lot of the VRO hosts are on it. It's a mm-hmm. dope little app in the app store.
It's a quick way to get your words,
yes.
out there to the fandoms.
Yeah, if you're a fan of TV and movies, you can go on there and check it out. It's right now it's for the iPhone only. It's in the app store. It's called Good Shows, but soon. And we talked about it right now in the Gotham recap. I do have some news for the Android people, but I didn't ask for permission if I can say it, and I don't want to say it and then be like, Mike, why are you doing? Not supposed to be a secret. So,
real quick, Mike, because yes. We've been asked this before. Well, I've been asked this. I'm not sure if you have. Are you a spokesperson?
I am not a spokesperson for this.
Are you getting paid to talk about good shows?
Let me tell you something. I wish I was getting paid. I wish I got paid for everything that I would talk about. No, but I am, honestly, I'm just a fan. I'm just because
exactly.
You know,
and that's what I told everybody. I was like, no, Mike's not getting paid
wow.
for this.
It must be your VRO host again talking
no,
about
no,
me.
No. This was somebody on Twitter. They were like, why do you keep talking about these advertising? Why do you keep advertising this app? We're not just advertising the app because we're getting paid because we're not getting paid.
No.
We're advertising this app because it's a freaking amazing app.
And it's cool. And I'm advertising my profile because I want people to read my stuff. Okay, let's be honest. All right. But it's a really cool community on there. But no, I'm not getting paid for it. I'm a fan, and I like the app. I was a big fan of TV Tag. I was a huge fan
of TV Tag.
Get Glue, I was big fans of those, and I always talked about it and shared and checked in and all that stuff. And so they disappeared, and I was kind of lonely. I was like, what app do I download besides adult?
Something. I mean, yeah, Twitter's great, but you can only do 140 characters.
Yeah. Well, you know what. You're absolutely right, Amy. And that's why you and I use the Good Shows app. And well,
exactly.
Actually, I use it more because I just got
yes,
onto your ass.
You do use it more than I do.
And you need to start writing on there.
I will.
And everybody, y'all need to follow Variety Radio Online because Amy only has like 3 friends.
Yeah.
Sucks to be Amy right now.
It does.
Okay,
it really does.
Can we talk about the episode now?
Yes, we can talk about the episode.
All right. So I've got my notes. And this is what I'm going to do. I decided since I already wrote my little review on Good Shows, I'm just going to read it from there. Okay? So that way I don't have to, like, put it on. Because right now I have it on my email, and then I have to transfer in a Word document, and you know how I am. I like to highlight, and let's just do this. Let's try this. It's something new. So I put on here, 3 days ago, I put this review up. I thought this was a pretty damn good episode. This one definitely felt like old Sleepy Hollow to me. Would you agree with me, Amy, or disagree?
I would totally agree with you.
Wow.
100%. Interesting. I really enjoyed this episode.
Yeah, so did I. This felt like old school.
It did. It felt really old school.
So here I go. I put a thumbs up. I love the whole crossing of the Delaware. That is what it's all about, the mission to the catacombs. I really like when the writers use the history, quote unquote, we think we know, but we're going to get on the episode. You and I have talked about that. You were like, we like the show, and then we love it when we watch some past history and be like, oh, Benjamin Franklin did this because of that. You know what?
Yeah, I really enjoy that.
So you and I are big fans of that. And that's what I loved about that. Because that whole Delaware thing, we know in our history.
The flag.
We already know our history. And then you see this, you're like, oh my God, were they really going to the catacombs?
Yep.
You know, that's what I want to know. Let's see here. Okay, makes you think sometimes. Could it be a secret? Okay, yeah, whatever. You have to read what because you and I just talked about it, so I'm not going to repeat ourselves. Love the Eternal Soldier. I was a big fan of this dude. I really thought, if you listened to our last week's recap, I was praying. I sacrificed two chickens last week. I rubbed myself in their blood and excrement, praying to the supernaturalnesses that it would be freaking headless horsemen, and I was wrong. So I did all that stuff for nothing, Amy.
Yeah, well, I told you not to do it.
I know, but you know what? I wanted the freaking headless horseman, but I was cool with the Eternal Soldier.
I enjoyed him. I didn't like the way they killed him.
You didn't think so? That was kind of cool.
It was okay.
Really?
It was okay.
I mean, they froze him, and it wasn't with any fire. Because at first I was like, are they getting a freaking fire extinguisher and killing this guy? But no, liquid nitrogen. And then they bashed him. Joe finally did something. Finally. But no, I was in love. Okay, so you're not a big fan of how they killed it. I actually was.
It should have been a little bit harder.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. That's what you can write that in your comment below underneath my review. I was a big fan of the fireball ball throwing. I thought that was pretty badass. Let's see here. I put hands in the air, Mojicon. If you go to my review, you can see this. Pandora finally grew some balls.
Finally, that opening scene.
Oh, when he's dunking her?
Yes, I was like, are you seriously going to sit here and let this man do this to you?
She was. Yes, she finally told the Hidden One, no more. And I put no more mofo. You know what that stands for, right?
No.
Okay, about freaking time, y'all. That's what I put on here. I'm glad. I'm glad she finally gave a piece of his mind. Her mind. That put in here, thumbs up. I enjoyed the secret lair Abby and Crane found. I liked those Indiana Jones moments.
Yeah, that's really cool. That was pretty cool. I think that's what I like the most because they're really out there. You know that?
Yeah. For people that actually sit down there and like these writers, you know, they got to be like, we can go into this wall here. And we can. It's pretty dope. I enjoy it. I like those things, those hidden things. Here we go. And then I put ... Okay. Hashtag sleepyheads ... What did y'all think of the kiss? Abby and Reynolds. Did you like it or didn't like, Amy?
I like that he knows.
Okay.
Because I felt bad for him.
He's an idiot. Come on. He is kind of slow. He better get with the program fast. Foster learned and jumped on the crazy train a lot faster than he did. He's still kind of like, wait a second.
Exactly.
Did you know about it? Okay, but that's not what I'm asking you. Did you like the kiss? Do you approve?
Yeah, I'm happy for him.
You approve?
I approve.
You'd rather have Abby with him than Crane?
Yes.
Okay. You know, probably the sleepy addicts are like, no! And they're going to burn you at the stake.
They never agree with anything I say. So.
Yeah, they usually... I always get tweets from them, private messages, and they're like, Amy's smoking crack. And I was like, she only had a problem for like 2 months.
Yeah. It was, I mean, I'm AA, babe. AA.
Okay, there you go. And then I put a dope episode next week. It looks like we get a fight, and I get some Wendigo action. Because Joe, tonight.
See, I didn't see the preview.
Oh, I saw the preview. They show the Wendigo, and it looks like it's a big battle because the finale's coming up. It's like two more episodes,
Joe's
I think.
So still the Wendigo.
Of course he's still the Wendigo. They thought they... No, he's still in there. No. And I'm still waiting for my Wendigo, babies. There is still hope. Maybe, Amy, I need to cut up three chickens and rub the blood all over.
I think you just need to stay away from the chicken.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Maybe. Just stay away.
I don't want the neighbors calling the cops on me or anything like that. So.
Exactly. Just stay away.
All right. So scale of 1 to 10, what'd you think of this episode?
I'm going to give it an 8.
An 8. Ooh. You know what? I would have to agree with you on that. It was a really dope episode. Felt good. Felt like, you know, it's going up for me. You probably. Yeah.
It would have been a 10 if
they wouldn't have killed him that easily.
Well, that and if Betsy would have come over.
Oh, Nikki Reed.
Yeah.
That's why I got my fingers crossed she's going to come, man.
Did they ever answer your question?
What question?
Because did Jesus, he was interviewing them this weekend, and that was one of your questions.
Ah, you know what? I don't know. Speaking of that, for the people that are listening, yes, Amy is onto something. Jesus from dysfunctional.com actually texted us this weekend, was like, hey, I'm at WonderCon, and because I'm so LA, I'm going to be talking to the full cast of Sleepy Hollow. So I don't know if he got our questions in. So hopefully, you know what? We need to hit him up and ask
him.
Yeah,
definitely hit him up. And then I'm going to hit him up and be like, yo, I'm going to Philadelphia Wizard World. Got a question for the Avengers.
Oh, yeah. Let's see how that. Oh, yeah. See, now Jesus will be like, what? I wasn't invited to this. I'm so offended. So, all right. So you and I got 8 and 8, and we're going to get those answers from Jesus. We'll probably post those up on our blogs. I'm curious to see what he got. And you give it an 8. I give it an 8. We like the episode. Sleepy Addicts, I'm sure they're going to – they already love me, but – I think
you know the beginning of this episode. They're like pitchforks. They're sharpening their pitchforks.
Oh yeah,
they're coming after me.
I feel like every time I hang out with you, like I'm Dr. Frankenstein and you're Frankenstein, and Sleepy Addicts are the townspeople.
I love them. I love all of.
I gotta tell
Sleepy
Heads. I gotta tell the Sleepy Addicts. I'm like, don't kill her. She doesn't know any better. She's very nice. Yeah, so, but I know coming up in April, April 10th, I believe, it's going to be, or 9th, I think
9th.
It's going to be a Saturday, yeah, Saturday morning-ish, the Sleepy Addicts do a podcast called Headless Podcast, and they're inviting us. I think they're, this is supposed to be kind of like a recap of the finale, maybe, or all the episodes and everything else, so they invited us, and of course, Amy, you know, they're moving some dates around.
It's on my calendar.
Because they want you to be part of it.
It's on my calendar, and it should be a go. I will know for sure after the 4th.
Okay, there you go. So, Sleepy Addicts, we will let you know. I told them we'll let them know. They're putting it on our hands to pick the time because they want you on the show because they love you.
They want me on the show so they can skin me alive.
No, they, of course not. Don't worry about it.
I don't believe you.
All right. You know what? Tough. Let's go. Are we done? Yeah.
We're done.
All right, Amy, let everybody know how they can find you.
You can follow me on Twitter. It's AmyVRO. You can follow my website on Twitter. It's TheVRO. My website is VarietyRadioOnline.com. You can go over there and hear all of our reviews from different hosts. I got like 25.
Sweet. For me, iWatchMike.com. That's my blog. Mike the Movie Guy, Twitter, Instagram. iWatchMike on Facebook. And of course, audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. That is me. I know, Amy, you got an Audio Boom and a Blog Talk Radio podcast, right?
Yes. It's all on the website.
Cool. So go there. You can find out her channels where everything is there as well. And don't forget, good shows. Yes, good shows on the App Store. You can get on there and download. Follow me, Mike the Movie Guy, and Variety Radio Online. That's Amy. Feel free to leave comments about the episode if you don't want to. It's totally cool. But at least check it out. It's absolutely free, right?
Yeah.
There you go. All right, Amy. I think that's it for us. We'll be back. New episode airs on Friday. Sleepy Hollow. Wendigo.
I liked this episode. I gave it an 8.
I know you did. Jesus Christ. One time in the whole entire season. Like, we're like, I don't know how many episodes. It's all right, Amy. The Sleepyheads still love you. They do.